good.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another edition of Your Home Buying Compass, our podcast series that features David Schwabe, a realtor with the Schwabe Group of Compass Realty. Hi, everybody. I'm Jim Mitchell, and we've got kind of an interesting topic to talk about today. Is we're going to learn really what we mean when we talk about someone being a realtor. I think it's more than just a general phrase, and we'll kind of learn what goes behind that and what it's meant in the career of David Schwabe. And David, first of all, thanks for joining me. I got to believe spring is coming soon, and hopefully that means a busy season ahead for you.
Yeah, it's market is in full swing, and buyers are out looking for some houses to buy, and it's a great time to be looking for a house. And always, Jim, it's always a good time to look for a house, right?
Good time, hopefully, to help people buy homes. We're going to talk about that today. You know, I use the term realtor. I think many of us just generally use that term regarding someone in your profession. But what first of all, do we mean when we say a realtor? Is that a specific designation of some sort?
It is. Actually, to be a realtor, you have to be a member of the National Association of Realtors. And be on associated with them, and that's technically that's where the term is from, and that's what you have to be affiliated with to be a realtor.
And then, is there a testing certification process that goes through that? I mean, I assume I can't just go out and try selling a house tomorrow.
Yeah, to be licensed in actually in most states, but in the state of Illinois, you have to take a number of classes and. It's pretty intensive as far as people are concerned now to get involved and then go through a testing period. And then every 2 years, we all as brokers in the state have to go through a continuing education. So we just finish that now, and we re-register every end of April, every couple of years. So
you've been in this industry for a number of years, which is why you are such a great contributor here to this series and share so much information. But what about a young realtor in terms of getting a career going? What's it like for someone who wants to try and get started in this field?
Yeah, things have changed a lot since I started 20 years ago. And right now, when a young or new agent, we'll say, wants to get involved, you know, they get licensed, but then a lot of times the issue is where do they go from there? And they should really get affiliated with a company or a team that's going to really help them understand get you some training involved to understand how you work with a client, how you can best assist them. To get your license, it really focuses more on the legality of things and you know, what can and can't be done. But when you start out, people are sometimes, you know, sat down and like, there you go. Well, that's really not the easy way to do it. So my recommendation is usually to get affiliated with a good company that has some quality training, or individual teams like ourselves. We bring on new agents from time to time and help them learn the process and learn how to be a good realtor.
Well, let's talk about what that means to be a good realtor. And obviously, you assist people on both sides of the equation, people buying and selling. And you mentioned great time to be buying a home. So let's go ahead and flip and talk about the buyers first. If I'm in the market, I'm looking to buy a home, how does a realtor help me? Why should I be working with a professional?
Yeah, if you're going to be buying a house, a good agent should sit down with you, go over the entire process, because, you know, let's face it, most people don't buy that many homes in their lifetime, and things change quickly. So an agent should sit down, talk about the process, the market as it stands, understand where they want to buy, and different markets have different challenges right now for buyers, and just make them say, hey, I'm going to be your advisor, I'm going to give you professional advice and assist you along the way, I'm going to hold your hand when needed, and and I'm going to help you find the right house for you now, but also that you can sell in the future. That's going to be a good, you know, house to sell in the future. And just give them really sound advice. And then obviously there's more to it, of course. I'm simplifying the process, but from start to finish and get it closed and negotiate a good price for them.
Yeah, and I think that's really, you know, I think fair to ask that, and I like the way you've answered that, because when we work with anyone in a professional relationship, there's probably expectations. Well, this person is going to help me buy a home, therefore I think they're going to do something. So as a realtor, when you're working with a buyer, what is it fair for them to expect from you, just in terms of, you know, professional conduct, staying in touch, answering questions? I mean, is there sort of a guideline you follow that says, if I'm doing my job right, this is how I will help you as a buyer?
Sure, and I think it depends on the buyer, right? So some of the buyers we sit down with, they want to buy a year or two from now, right? And for them, it's a matter of staying in touch and making sure they're aware of all the homes that are coming on the market and answering any questions about those. If it's a buyer, I've got a couple of buyers right now that they need to find a house in the next 90 days. So with them, of course, it's a matter of giving them daily updates on the market, what's coming on the market. If a house comes on in this market today, which, by the way, we'll talk about that, very short in homes to buy right now, we have to be on our toes and get out to see that house immediately. And sometimes out in front of the clients, if the client can't see it, we might have to go out in front of them and say, hey, you got to see this house because it's going to be sold in the next, you know, 48 hours. And then all the way through that process to, you know, like I said, negotiating, closing, getting the whole process done.
I want to talk about the functional part of that, as you described there, as we get into the podcast today a little bit further. But you have mentioned in recent conversations that this is just an incredibly hot market. Homes are selling quickly. They're selling over asking price. So I'll flip that question I asked previously about buyers and say, okay, let's look at a seller. If the market is so good right now, does a seller need a realtor?
It's a great question. The answer is yes. However, they need an agent who understands the market. And I think that's probably true for buyers and sellers. But right now what I'm seeing is the market is so hot that sellers have no idea what their house is worth. They're, you know, we're seeing some in the markets right now up 12% from a year ago. We are seeing houses that we're putting on the market 6, 7, 8% above that number, and we're selling it above that price. So right now it's so important to have a realtor, because if we can show that home to the entire world, we can maximize the value and potentially obviously create a bidding war. And when there's a shortage of supply and demand, it's an easy curve to figure out who's going to win that, and it's going to be the sellers. Right now, we are seeing sellers who, you know, might be listing with some agents that aren't, and maybe not showing the whole market. Pull on the MLS, and the house are not selling for that 8% over or 6% over. Right now, it's mind-boggling. There's just such a shortage of demand, and you know, if someone has to buy, they might say, you know, I'll pay an extra $50,000. That's okay. But they need that professional, and obviously to advise them to get the maximum dollars for their house and get it closed. There's more to it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we want to get into as we continue our conversation with David Schwabe with the Schwabe Group of Compass Realty. This is your home buying Compass podcast series that looks at the real estate market and business and helps buyers and sellers learn a little bit more about what's going on. I appreciate David always being here with us. We're talking today about the role of a realtor. So you talked about helping buyers and sellers. In this community where you're located, there's a number of very good real estate agents, and like yourself, they make themselves known by being involved in the community. There's a lot of recognizable names. When it's time to sell, should a seller sit down and talk to a few realtors and, I guess for lack of a better term, interview them to find one that they're comfortable with?
Yeah, I always tell sellers if they ask that question that they should talk to multiple people. And they really need to be comfortable. First of all, they have to do the research to make sure the agent is a good quality agent and they're certainly are a lot of them. At the same time, they also want to make sure that that agent is someone that they're comfortable with personally, and is going to do things to make, you know, it's a very emotional process to buy and sell a home. And they're going to be in it, and they have to be comfortable with the personality style and the business style of the agent they're working with. And that's why not every agent is a perfect fit for everyone, right? It depends on the seller and what they're looking for.
So tell me a little bit more about your role. Obviously, you have the contact with your client. You're on the phone with them. You're meeting with them. You're showing them houses or showing their house for them. Talk about what you do in the background when you're not with the client, when you're not in a home. I know there's a lot of mechanics that go on. What does your day look like when you're just at the office?
Sure. So one of the things when we first started working with seller, we were talking about staging. We're setting up the staging, set up the photography. Once we're under contract or on the market, we're obviously talking to other agents to see what's out there for buyer. We're looking for other potential houses coming up and on. Buyers and sellers, we're on the phone with attorneys, resolving issues, trying to work through some issues with the house or maybe the other side. If they're having some problems, we're always working with them to make the process smooth. Buyers and sellers both, many times are getting mortgages. We're dealing with the mortgage companies. We're dealing with appraisals. And honestly, Jim, sometimes we're just there to hear the issues and be their psychologist to settle everyone down. It's hard. I say this now, but until someone's going through it, they realize, you know, they might, the best person of them may not come out at times, right? When it gets stressful. And our goal is to calm everyone down and make sure everyone is satisfied and make the process as smooth as possible. And sometimes it's working with the other agent to make sure the other agent keeps their clients, you know, focused and ready to close.
Mm-hmm. You made a great point there. I guess I should focus a little bit about your relationship with all the other key parties. You may help get to a point where there's a sale to be made, but you said then there's attorneys, there's lenders, you know, the whole financing piece of this. Do you then work as a team with those other professionals to make sure that everything is in order so when it's time to close, all parties have done and seen what they need to see and do?
Absolutely. So it's actually a fairly small market, right? There's thousands of attorneys and thousands of realtors and thousands of mortgage people, but at the end of the day, it's the same attorneys we're running into time after time. So we try to have obviously a very professional relationship with the attorneys so we can work with them to best help our clients. And on a daily basis, we're on the phone with the mortgage lenders to make sure that it's going smoothly. And if it's not, you know, how can we help out? The key is really not to panic, right? The key is to keep it all calm and make sure everyone is doing their job. And in a world that we live in right now where people are, you know, on the phone and in their cars and on at their, you know, they have life, right? They're at their kid's soccer game, whatever it is. We have to make sure that, and my team, we believe that we have to be at the forefront of making sure everything's done properly. And then because of that, obviously I think that other agents want to work with us. So when we have a listing, they want to show our houses because they know as a team we're going to make sure we get it done and do everything that needs to be done to get the closing.
Well, outstanding look at what it means to be a realtor and maybe some advice for people on choosing a realtor. Before I let you go today, David, why don't you share some information for people who might be listening in and want to find out how to get in touch with you to have a further conversation.
Yeah, my name is David Schwabe, Schwabe, and my cell phone is call or text 847-636-6747. We can be found on schwabegroup.com, so it's schwabegroup.com, and we'd love to talk to anyone who has any questions, buying or selling.
Excellent. Well, also very much appreciate you being with us here today, David. Always look forward to our conversations on your home buying compass. Thanks so much for taking the time. And to all of our listeners, again, visit schwabegroup.com or call 847-636-6747 to get in touch with David. Thanks so much for listening.